Every week at this time, we talk to one of our friends from over at AnchorRising.com. Tonight, joining us is Mark Comtois, the man who broke down all this street ticket voting information. Mark, how are you, sir?
Good, Matt. How are you doing tonight?
Excellent, thank you.
Good.
I would imagine you're as offended by this nonsense as I am.
Yeah, I pretty much hate it. I did a quick search, and there's an outfit called VotersUnite.org,
mm-hmm.
and their website indicates that there's only 15 states that allow straight party voting in the United States still, and of course, Rhode Island is one of them.
What a surprise.
Yeah. Those numbers that were cited in Acorn's piece are right on, and they can be confirmed actually by there's another blogger at another site,
yep,
who has done similar research, and he's also against straight party voting, as am I. I think it leads to mindless voting, frankly.
Well, it's exactly what it does. Well, give me the breakdown in terms of the secretary cited 1 in 5 Rhode Islanders uses the straight party voting. What is the breakdown in terms of Republican Democrat in that number?
Okay, in this past election, about 27% of Obama's votes came from straight party,
uh-huh,
and about 14.5% of McCain's. Now, when you combine them and put it all together, it's about 22% overall of Rhode Island voters went straight party.
Jeez.
So he's right when he says about a fifth of Rhode Island voters.
And the
voters.
Breakdown is, I mean, it's twice as many.
Twice
as many Democrats use it as Republicans.
Oh, yeah,
state.
For sure. Yeah, it's generally a Democrat advantage. Now, I mean, we acknowledge it's a Democrat state.
Right.
And you can look at this nonpartisanly. What about the independent candidates? You know,
right.
You'll often hear the Democrats saying, oh, well, it's giving the Republicans an advantage.
You're
well,
absolutely correct
there
about that.
There are a few races where independents were massively put at a disadvantage because of the option. They don't have any. There's no straight ticket for independent.
You're absolutely right, because, you don't know what the individual party of a third person might be.
Exactly.
It makes it so that the Republicans and Democrats can be the only ones who ever do anything in the state.
Right.
And it's just such an old fossil of an idea, and it needs to go.
Exactly, I agree. And it's been touched on before, but it's especially the down ticket races that get affected, like school committees and town councils,
right,
that really get hit hard by this. Now, it can be overcome. I believe in Coventry, the GOP took 3 out of 4 contested seats.
Right.
Even though the Democrats still maintain a straight party vote, mm-hmm, advantage.
Figure that one out.
So they still, well, it's because the people that did go were just, going Obama all the way. And that's really what happens. It's the top of the ticket that tends to influence the straight party.
Right.
And in Rhode Island, as someone, I think a commenter on our site noted, there's never an off-year election in Rhode Island.
Right.
Because we always have either the governor race,
right,
or the presidential, mm-hmm, race.
Mark, is your post on this still up right now?
Oh yeah, I have multiple ones. If you just want to do a search on straight ticket, straight party, you'll find them.
Excellent, Mark
right.
Comtois
right,
from Anchor Rising. Thanks, dude. Appreciate
right.
it. For AnchorRising.com, check out the website and look at all the information. It's phenomenal. It's just a great website.